विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो विल कंटिन्यू अवर डिस्कशन ऑन द सिक्स्थ वर्स ऑफ नेक्टर ऑफ इंस्ट्रक्शन। So yesterday actually we completed that section, but anyway we will do it in Madhurika Dhammini, and we have already done it also in Harinam Chintamani, maybe ek bar kiya humne. So
I was about to leave just 1 minute. I know sometimes it's very difficult. Meera Road se ek family, they straight came there.
Acha,
straight came. And in the beginning I felt that they just came to meet. बाद में मेरे पता चला कि दे कम फॉर कंसल्टेशन।
ओ अच्छा।
सो स्किन के लिए।
अच्छा। दे केम ऑल द वे।
नो। दे वर मीरा रोड दे। आई डोंट से दैट दे केम ओनली फॉर मी, बट दे न्यू आई एम हियर। एंड इफ इट इज दे हैव टू कम टू मी ओनली, दे वर कॉल्ड अप। हम लोग आ रहे हैं।
आया और पता चला है
इज देयर नो वेरी सी इज वाइफ टू डॉटर्स। यू सी ना माय मैसेज वाज राइट टू 145 को आया मैसेज।
सो टुडे वी विल वी हैव ऑलरेडी कंप्लीटेड इन द सिक्स्थ वर्स वी कंप्लीटेड द उपदेश प्रकाशिका बाय राधारमण गोस्वामी देन पीयूष वर्षिणी वृत्ति बै भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर अनुवृत्ति बै भक्ति सिद्धांत ठाकुर वी हैव ऑलरेडी कंप्लीटेड एंड देन वी आल्सो सॉ अबाउट वैष्णव निंदा फ्रॉम माधुरी कादंबिनी एंड रिलेटेड बुक्स। सो नाउ वी विल कंटिन्यू विथ शिल प्रभुपाद एंड भक्ति रक्षक सीधे स्वामी महाराज कमेंट्री ऑन दिस on this verse is remaining, which is quite long. So we'll discuss that. Srila Prabhupada writes, Shuddha Bhakti, the activity of the soul proper, in other words, engagement in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, is performed in a liberated condition. In Bhagavad Gita it is stated, मांचयो अव्यभिचारेण भक्ति योगेन सेवते सगुणान समतीत्येतान ब्रह्म भूयाय कल्पते। वन हू एंगेजेस इन फुल डिवोशनल सर्विस हू डस नॉट फॉल डाउन इन एनी सर्कमस्टेंस एट वंस ट्रांसेंड्स द मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर एंड दस कम्स टू द लेवल ऑफ ब्रह्मन। सो मांचयो अव्यभिचारेण भक्ति योगेन सेवते अव्यभिचारेण प्रभुपाद इज ट्रांसलेटिंग हियर एज वन हू डस नॉट फॉल डाउन इन एनी सर्कमस्टेंस। व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस वन हू डस नॉट फॉल डाउन इन एनी सर्कमस्टेंस मीन्स एट नो स्टेज गिविंग अप भक्ति ही टेक्स द शेल्टर ऑफ ज्ञान कर्म योग एक्सेट्रा। Because that is how he is translating avyabhicharena. Vyabhichari means a prostitute. Why she is called a vyabhichari? Because she goes from one partner to another partner to another partner like that. So avyabhichari means chaste. अव्यभिचारी इज नेगेटिव प्रिफिक्स ना अव्यभिचारी मीन्स नो गोइंग फ्रॉम वन पर्सन टू अनदर पर्सन वन प्रोसेस टू अनदर प्रोसेस। सो हियर द वर्ड अव्यभिचारी इज यूज्ड इन कंजंक्शन विद भक्ति योगेन विच मीन्स योर भक्ति इज अव्यभिचारी विच मीन्स यू आर नॉट गिविंग अप भक्ति एंड गोइंग टू कर्म ज्ञान योग एक्सेट्रा। That is the meaning of one who does not fall down in any circumstance. At once transcends the modes of material nature. Because only pure bhakti is beyond three modes. If it is mixed with karma, jnana, yoga, it becomes within three modes. So performing a process which is within three modes, you cannot transcend the three modes. So therefore, one who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman.
Jnana also can get liberated, no? So how can
he... After giving up jnana. Krishna says, jnanam cha mayi sanyasit. Jnana yog mein bhi wo bhakti ka bal se wo liberated jivan mukta ka star tak pahunch jata hai wo. Then at that time he has to give up the path of jnana. Only then he can transcend.
That means only those who are bhakti yogis only can get liberated, I saw.
Correct. Jnana yogi, gyan ko, if he does not give up that jnana yoga, limbs, unka process mein hi vaisa hi hai bro. In the jnana yoga scriptures themselves say, at this stage you stop doing these processes. They say, bas yama, niyama, ashtanga yoga lenge, to yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara. तो अभी एक स्तर तक पहुंचने के बाद धारणा ध्यान समाधि एट दैट स्टेज टिल दे रीच द स्टेज ऑफ धारणा दे हैव टू कंटिन्यू टू परफॉर्म देयर वर्णाश्रम ड्यूटीज एंड योग शास्त्र से वंस यू बिकम क्वालिफाइड फॉर धारणा गिव अप योर वर्णाश्रम ड्यूटीज सो एवरी शास्त्र सेज टिल हियर यू हैव टू परफॉर्म दिस आफ्टर दैट यू शुड गिव दिस अप लाइक दैट. So similarly, the Jnana Shastras also say, once the person reaches the Jnana Nishta, then certain limbs of Jnana, which he was performing, he should give up. But these limbs of Bhakti, he should not give up, like that it says. See, ultimately, he is not concerned about Jnana. He is concerned about liberation. So whatever the bona fide Jnana Shastras say, he will be willing to follow. Because he is Moksha Parayana. He is not Jnana Parayana. He is surrendered to... He is attached to liberation. He is not attached to the process. Of course, some attachment to process is also there. But for attaining, like for example, someone, like two of us want to go to Delhi. So I may say I want to go by train. You may say you want to go by flight. So there is some level of attachment to going by train or maybe I choose to go by train because I want to save some money. And maybe you wish to go by flight because you want to reach early. But ultimately, the attachment for either myself or you is not to the train or flight, even though some attachment is there. But the ultimate attachment is to go to Delhi only. So similarly, there are few people who want to attain liberation. Some feel comfortable approaching that path through the path of Jnana Yoga. Some feel comfortable approaching that goal of liberation through Ashtanga Yoga. But ultimately that attachment is not to Jnana Yoga and Ashtanga Yoga. That is a meager attachment. The real attachment is for liberation. So for that, if they are told, now you are ready for liberation, you should give up these limbs of Jnana, they will say, okay, fine. And also because the jnana sadhana is not like a very attractive sadhana. So therefore, for them to give it up, they are eagerly waiting till when I should perform this sadhana. Because in bhakti, when one progresses at the stage of ruchi, actually one develops great attraction to the process. But jnana ashtanga yoga mein vaisa koi ek paristhiti nahi hai. जब ओ ही लूज अ स्लीप अरे मुझे प्राणायाम करना है मुझे मोक्ष प्राप्ति करना है वो इच्छा है उनको बट ऐसा नहीं है कि ही इज वेरी मच अटैच टू परफॉर्मिंग हिज योगा और ज्ञान But in bhakti, at some stage, one becomes greatly attached to
process.
The process itself, ruchi ka star pe. And bhava or prem ka star pe, these activities which we are practicing as sadhana, at the stage of bhava and prema, they become a natural byproduct of love. Like Mother Yashoda is churning butter for Krishna. She is not doing it because it is sadhana. Because she wants to attain something. She is doing it because of her love. She sings, glorifying Krishna. But it is not performed as a sadhana. It is called as anubhavas. Anubhavas means that which follows after love. It's a byproduct of love. It is not performed as a sadhana. So, therefore, these people are attached to attaining liberation. So, they have to give up their path of jnana. And that is, the jnana shastra themselves say that.
So, for them, that as soon as they realize that they are liberated, that's their ultimate experience. That isse jyada kuch hai nahi. So, there has to be something which gives them some, only they can give up the process, no?
Yeah, yeah.
So they feel.
Yeah. They will experience the symptoms of being a Jivan Mukta. Those symptoms will be there. They will experience the symptoms of being a Jivan Mukta. Yeah.
So being in that body itself, it will be visible that they have given up their process.
Yeah. At some point, yeah, it is bona fide for them.
And they are already experiencing the impersonal aspect of liberation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Their subtle body is already gone. They can give up. Avyavicharini bhakti means unalloyed devotion. A person engaged in devotional service must be freed from material motives. In this Krishna consciousness moment, one's consciousness must be changed. If consciousness is aimed towards material enjoyment, it is material consciousness. And if it is aimed towards serving Krishna, it is Krishna consciousness. A surrendered soul serves Krishna without material considerations. Anyabhilashita shunyam. Jnana karmadi anavritam, unalloyed devotional service which is transcendental to the activities of the body and mind such as jnana and karma is called pure bhakti yoga. It must be jnana karmadi anavritam also. Bhakti yoga is the proper activity of the soul, and when one actually engages in unalloyed and contaminated devotional service, he is already liberated. Sa gunan samatitya etan.
Samatitya
means? Samatitya. Sa gunan samatitya. Etan gunan samatitya. He transcends these three modes. Because 14th chapter discusses about the three modes. Na?
Yeah.
After that he says, etan trin gunan samatitya brahma bhuyaya kalpati. He becomes liberated. Krishna's devotee is not subjected to material condition. Krishna's devotee means general devotee also. He is not subjected to material condition, even though his bodily features may appear materially conditioned. One should therefore not see a pure devotee from a materialistic point of view.
Not subjected to material condition.
There are many...
succumb to my...
No, that's not what it means. What it means is that it could mean many things. One of the things is that the material conditioning in a normal person will lead to accumulation of material karma, which will perpetuate his stay in the material world. But similar conditioning seen in a devotee will not generate material karma. So, his taking birth again, a devotee's taking birth again in the material world is not due to his karma. It will not be decided by his karma. It will be decided by Krishna. He will see, इसको किधर डालें? किधर डालने से वो he will come quickly to my lotus feet. So Krishna will orchestrate it.
It is very difficult now for a person to recognize that whether this is liberated or is acting in a conditioned state. We there are different levels of. I am talking only bhakti.
About yeah.
I mean here it says that he is not subjected to material condition, but for our eyes it will appear that material condition is a yeah.
हमको भी है बट उसका उसका वो इट इज नॉट स्पोकन ऑफ इन दैट वे
We have no doubt about the analoid part that the person is, but day-to-day dealings, baat ke suppose. So what we see and to see that no, this is not under material condition.
Nee.
This is pure under the will of Lord.
No. I didn't mean it that way. Material vasanas are there. Material impressions are there. That may impel him to perform some material activity. It may be even material sinful activity. Usko hum debate hi nahi kar rahe hain. A sadhaka, till anartha nivritti is complete, he may perform activities impelled by the three modes which are there within his swabhava. But those activities will not lead to पुण्य कर्म और पाप कर्म दैट इज द पॉइंट वी आर मेंशनिंग आई एम नॉट टेलिंग दैट कृष्णा इज वो जो अभी वो जो डिवोटी है चुपके चुपके जाके बीड़ी फूक रहा है क्योंकि उस वो भी नहीं कृष्णा ने ही उनको इंस्पायर कर रहे हैं बीड़ी फूकने के लिए वैसा नहीं बोल रहा हूं मैं आई एम नॉट टेलिंग दैट वो चोरी कर रहा है तो वो चोरी करने का इंपिटस कृष्णा दे रहे हैं आई एम नॉट टेलिंग लाइक दैट देयर इज अ डिफरेंस बिटवीन वासना एंड कर्म सो कर्म मींस रिएक्शन
सो द वासना विल नॉट
वासना विल टेक अ लॉन्ग टाइम टू गो
बट द वासना विल नॉट लीड टू कर्म
बट दैट वासना विल लीड हिम टू एक्ट इन अ पर्टिकुलर वे इट विल नॉट जनरेट पुण्य कर्म और पाप कर्म वो पुण्य कर्म पाप कर्म का जो अर्जन है वो भक्तों को नहीं होता है But when impelled by a vasana, when he performs a sinful activity, then by that sinful activity, he will get one more sinful vasana, which will make his practice of bhakti more difficult. But he will not get sinful reaction for that. Reaction matlab sinful karma nahi milega. See, there are like abhi. समझिए कि आई विल टेल इन अ लैंग्वेज विच यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड नाउ सम चिल्ड्रन आर गोइंग टू स्कूल सम चिल्ड्रन आर डूइंग होम स्कूलिंग ओके सो इफ द चाइल्ड डज नॉट स्टडी प्रॉपरली वेदर इन स्कूल और इन होम स्कूलिंग ही विल बी पीनलाइज्ड करेक्ट In school, he will be penalized by the teachers. At home, he will be penalized by the parents. We are not telling that there is no penalty. But who gives the penalty? That is the point. So, in school or in board exam, let's say, they have to see various factors, you know. When they evaluate, they cannot see various factors. There has to be, it has to be a very simplified thing. Sab log aaye likhe hai to hai, nahi hai to nahi hai. But homeschooling system mein, when the parents see that the child is sick, they can afford to postpone the
exam
and give more, they can design the exams in such a way that it is tailor-made for the child and for his development. They can add few more things in the syllabus, add some Bhagavatam to it, add some Bhagavad Gita to it, add some occasional activities like learning Mridanga, Kartal, Harmonium. But these things are not possible in the school because school has to have a particular system for everyone. So similarly, but उधर भी स्कूल में भी अगर वो मस्ती करेगा और पढ़ाई नहीं करेगा तो द सिस्टम विल पनिश हिम.
होम स्कूलिंग का सिस्टम क्या है? विल चेंज.
समझो कि घर पे है, माता पिता पढ़ाया, उनको सिखा रहे.
तो
अरे डोंट गेट इनटू द होल सिस्टम. आई एम टेलिंग अ प्रिंसिपल, यू जस्ट हियर दैट. तो होम स्कूलिंग सिस्टम में माता पिता पढ़ा रहे हैं उनको. So when he does masti, they have a way of punishing him. But they will punish him in such a way that he understands, and it's a more tailor-made, focused approach. Samjana? I am not telling, you know, whether this system is better, that system is better. That is not. Or, wo system kya hai, wo samajna, wo point nahi. The point is that you make a mistake, penalty is there. That we are not debating. But who gives the penalty and for what purpose? That is the point that we are discussing. In law of karma, because you have not surrendered to Krishna, there is a standard protocol. Ye paap ke liye ye reaction hai, ye paap ke liye ye reaction hai. But when you surrender to Krishna, Krishna will see, are pehla ye mujhe surrender ho gaya. And he has declared that his goal is to attain my lotus feet. So he will see everything from that point of view. Theek hai, usme usko ye obstacle aa gaya. So, he has to learn his lesson also. At the same time, I should not make his journey towards my lotus feet more difficult. So, how can I give him punishment in such a way that the punishment is also accomplished? At the same time, through that punishment, I pull him closer to my lotus feet. Like that Krishna plans. Whereas one who has not surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna, he has decided that the goal of my life is to enjoy in this material world. So for that, law of karma takes care. So how to give a punishment in such a way that you learn your lesson, at the same time you continue to enjoy in this material world. So depending on where we are investing our faith and what we have concluded as our ultimate goal, based on that, either the law of karma takes over or Krishna takes over.
So, someone accepts a guru. So, there is some sincerity, I want. So, is it applicable from that time only that you accepted a guru and sincerely I am following, but things are happening due to vasana or you are not very strong, weak, but still you will just, then you will say, but I am under proper shelter. So, my progress is assured. I say wrong justification aa sakta hai.
Hey, justification to koi bhi kar sakte hai, Prabhu. We are not talking about justification. See, I am talking about
Hare Krishna.
Now, who is telling that he will escape punishment? वैसे तो कोई बोल नहीं रहे ना. यू मेक अ मिस्टेक, नो वन इज टेलिंग दैट यू नॉट बी पनिश्ड. द थिंग इज हु विल पनिश, दैट ओनली चेंजेस ना. इट्स नॉट दैट व्हेन डिवोटी मेक्स अ मिस्टेक ही विल नॉट बी पनिश्ड. पनिशमेंट इज देयर बट कृष्णा विल गिव. आई मीन व्हाई शुड वी हैव अ प्रॉब्लम विद इट? व्हाई आर वी सो हेसिटेंट टू एक्सेप्ट कृष्णास प्रोटेक्शन? Why can't we accept that Krishna is such a magnanimous person that even little bit of surrender, Krishna is willing to take personal care of him? That's what we have been studying in the Shastras.
Again, today what Chaitanya Sampo's class is saying, like within Krishna consciousness.
If someone takes advantage of that, then he is committing the seventh offense. नाम नो बला जैसे ही पाप बुद्धि
बेस्ड ऑन दैट अश्योरेंस दैट यू नो यू इंटेंशनली डू समथिंग एंड फील दैट आई एम विदिन कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस आई एम नॉट आउटसाइड कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस तो ऐसे एक माइंड में यू नो
नहीं करेक्ट है नहीं ये हम खुद के लिए वैसा बोलना चाहिए बट वी कैन डील विथ अदर्स
जजमेंटल
इन अ जजमेंटल वे देन ही विल फॉल आउट ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस सो ही वॉज टेलिंग दैट वॉट इज वन ऑफ द मेन रीजन्स वाई वेन पीपल फॉल दे फॉल आउट ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस बिकॉज एज अ कम्युनिटी वी आर नॉट एट ऑल मैग्नानिमस वी आर वेरी judgmental and rude. So then they don't have any choice. You know, they have to fall out of Krishna consciousness only.
That's right.
So here we are, I mean the whole verse that we are discussing now is about how you see another Vaishnava. It's six, not about six, how, sixth verse, that, in that context we have to see. We are not discussing about how we should see ourselves as a Vaishnava. Oh, उसके बारे में वर्स है ही नहीं दृष्टे स्वभाव जनितेर वपुषश्च दोषेर न प्राकृतत्वम इह भक्तजनस्य पश्येत हाउ वी शुड सी अनदर डिवोटी दैट इज द सब्जेक्ट मैटर ऑफ डिस्कशन सो नाउ इफ ही इज जस्टिफाइंग दैट इज रॉन्ग बट ही विल जस्टिफाई ओनली इफ वी बिकम जजमेंटल बिकॉज एवरीवन नोस that they are performing a mistake. So in a judgmental society, people tend to become very justifying.
This way it doesn't reveal, no?
That is why really people don't feel comfortable revealing. But if someone is very open-hearted, non-judgmental, people are willing to accept मैंने गलती किया प्रभु जी मैं सफर कर रहा हूं प्लीज मुझे हेल्प करो तो मतलब हाउ मच पीपल आर फीलिंग कंफर्टेबल टू रिवील टू यू दैट इज अ लिटमस टेस्ट टू सी हाउ मच वी आर फ्री फ्रॉम जजमेंटलिज्म बिकॉज इफ पीपल परसीव अस एज बीइंग जजमेंटल दे विल नेवर ओपन अप टू अस दे विल नेवर से दैट प्रभु जी दिस इज द प्रॉब्लम दैट आई एम गोइंग थ्रू कैन यू प्लीज हेल्प मी दे विल नेवर से अरे मैं बोलूंगा तो ये क्या सोचेगा मुझे मेरे बारे में दैट फियर विल बी देयर सो दैट इज व्हाई दिस काइंड ऑफ प्रेजेंटेशन लाइक चैतन्य चंद्र वाज मेकिंग दिस वेरी नाइस पॉइंट यू आइदर बिकम टू लिबरल और यू टू कंसर्वेटिव इफ यू बिकम टू लिबरल यू आर नॉट रिप्रेजेंटिंग योर tradition properly. You have over diluted it. But if you become too strict, also you are not representing your tradition properly because the tradition itself is not so strict. Why you are making it over strict and making people impossible to practice? अरे उनको भी उनका अनर्थों से ऊपर उठने के लिए एक मौका देना चाहिए Give them some time, give them some opportunity to nicely practice bhakti and by the power of bhakti slowly let them overcome their anarthas. It will take its own time. So that kind of broad-mindedness with proper facilitation of overcoming the anarthas and nicely practicing bhakti, ye dono chahiye. Non-judgmental association chahiye, but at the same time, इट इज नॉट जस्ट नॉन जजमेंटल और कुछ भी डीला है तो चलेगा वैसा नहीं है डीला नहीं चलेगा चलता है एटीट्यूड नहीं चलेगा वी विल हेल्प यू वी विल पुश यू बट दैट कैन बी डन विदाउट बींग जजमेंटल ठीक है बाबा मैं भी आई वॉज ऑल्सो स्ट्रगलिंग ठीक है चलो उठो चलो पर बैठने का नहीं चलो मेरे साथ चलो मैं भी आपके साथ चलता हूं That should be there, encouragement, but at the same time, it should come in a non-judgmental way. So that is very important. Then people will feel inspired. If because he makes a mistake, he feels people will judge me and go. वो चला जाने के बाद उसको क्या होप है, व्हाट इज हिज होप फॉर ओवरकमिंग दैट अनर्था. भक्ति इज द ओनली होप ना, अदरवाइज हाउ विल यू ओवरकम द अनर्था.
नो वन शुड लीव.
अभी चैतन्य चरण प्रभु का क्लास आप देखेंगे, कोई भी क्लास हो वो घूम घूम के ही विल ब्रिंग इट बैक टू सेंसिटिविटी. बिकॉज ऑफ योर इनसेंसिटिव नेचर पीपल शुड नॉट बी लीविंग भक्ति. किसको क्या बोलना है सोच के बोलो, आपका ये एक सेंटेंस के वजह से दे शुड नॉट बी लीविंग भक्ति.
आई वॉज टेलिंग टू प्रभु जी, नाउ इट इज एवरी चैप्टर एवरीथिंग इज टेकिंग इन अ बैलेंस्ड अप्रोच. टू एक्सट्रीम्स यू टू बी बैलेंस्ड इन द मिडिल. सबको एक्सप्लेन किया
है. आज सुबह मैंने भी बोला उनको, जस्ट लाइक आप, आई हैव सीन प्रभु जी, कोई भी क्लास आप देते हैं वो घूम घूम के यू ब्रिंग इट बैक टू द पॉइंट ऑफ सेंसिटिविटी. How do you sensitively present? So,
very much important for a preacher to speaking to.
Because actually, I have seen when we become over judgmental for something, na, woh hi anartha ghoom ke humko hi marta hai actually baad mein. And then we feel, arre yaar, we feel like that.
And you, when it comes to you, find it difficult.
You find it difficult to overcome actually.
You heard this Maharaj ka hai. Maharaj ka in this context is bahut acha. Maharaj himself speaks about. When Maharaj was going to take sannyas, you know. So there was one, and Maharaj was very hesitant. So there was one grihastha. Of course, sannyas to the. So he said, how can you not take sannyas? So he said, why are you telling me you take sannyas? Maharaj told him. Because I am not ordered to do it. You are ordered to do it. So Maharaj said, what will you do?
Prabhuji Vamsi. Hari Bol. Abhi hua nahi. मैं शाम को जाने का टाइम देखेंगे, नहीं तो मैं आपको फोन करता हूँ. ओके, फोन आपके पास ही रहेगा ना? अभी नहीं, थोड़ा देर के बाद मैं करता हूँ आपको.
बहुत और डीप और गहरा.
हाँ,
सो दिस ग्रास्ता, यस ग्रास्ता, ये भी सीनियर टू महाराज, सो ही हैड दैट ऑडेसिटी टू से how can you do this? You are disobeying the order of your senior. You are not taking. So Maharaj, why are you taking? Why don't you take? Because I am not ordered to take. You are ordered to take. You should take. Maharaj, yes, and yes, Maharaj will leave this. But of course, Maharaj didn't take because he said that. Because Maharaj didn't want to reason the idea. I don't have a comfortable being like this. I never wanted to be the front. For kuch samay ke baad, this grihastha had a marriage problem with this issues of tenagras. So which issues mein uska marriage ka isme issue mein he was told to take sannyas. That time he came to Maharaj, what should I do? So Maharaj, the point he was making is it was so difficult for him. It was so difficult for him that
इन अर्ली डेज में बहुत कुछ देयर वर मेनी मिस्टेक्स दैट वर डन. या सो मेनी टाइम्स हैपेंड टू मी एक्चुअली. आई कैन
इसलिए क्लास में sometimes when you are sitting on the Vyasas and we are in a different mood, no, and we talk very ideal things and should be like that. But if you are spoken, it can straight come back to you. Same thing what you said.
Many times it has happened to me actually.
It did come back to you. You said like this on the class. Now it's for you to, what about you?
One should therefore not see a pure devotee from a materialistic point of view. Unless one is actually a devotee, he cannot see another devotee perfectly. As explained in the previous verse, there are three types of devotees: Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari and Uttam Adhikari. The Kanishta Adhikari cannot distinguish between a devotee and a non-devotee. He is simply concerned with worshipping the deity in the temple. A Madhyam Adhikari, however, can distinguish between the devotee and non-devotee, as well as between the devotee and the Lord. Ishvare tadadineshu balisheshu dvishashtu cha prema maitri kripa upeksha yakkaroti samadhyam. Thus, he treats the Supreme Lord, the devotee and the non-devotee in different ways. Agar Supreme Lord ke saath prema, devotee ke saath maitri, non-devotee, agar if he is innocent, then compassion. If he is inimical, then he stays away from him. No one should criticize the bodily defects of a pure devotee. If there are such defects, they should be overlooked. What should be taken into account is the spiritual master's main business, which is devotional service, pure service of the Supreme Lord. What should be taken into account? What spiritual master ka business hai? Arre, spiritual master is giving him diksha, wo responsibility le rahe hain. You know, he should be seeing na, whether he is fit to be initiated or not. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, apichet sudduracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak sadureva samantavya samyak vyavasito hi saha. Even if the most sinful person worships me with no other desire than to please me, I consider that person to be my devotee as he has fixed himself completely in me. That's what. He is sinful, but at the same time he has no other desire other than the desire to please Krishna. Sinful matlab kya hai? Sinful desire hai. At the same time kya hai? No other desire other than the desire to please Krishna. So matlab, and sinful desire is coming from his conditioning, but heart of heart he wants to please Krishna. He is embarrassed by those sinful desires which are existing in the form of anarthas. Even though a pure devotee may not be born in a Brahmana or Goswami family, if he is engaged in the service of the Lord, he should not be neglected. In actuality, there cannot be a family of Goswamis based on material considerations, caste or heredity. The Goswami title is actually the monopoly of the pure devotees. Thus, we speak of the six Goswamis headed by Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami had practically become Mohammedans and had therefore changed their names to Dabir Kas and Sakar Malik. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself made them Goswamis. Therefore, the Goswami title is not hereditary. The word Goswami refers to one who can control his senses, who is the master of the senses. A devotee is not controlled by the senses, but is the controller of the senses. Consequently, he should be called Swami or Goswami, even though he may not be born in a Goswami family. According to this formula, the Goswamis who are descendants of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Advaita Prabhu are certainly devotees. But devotees coming from other families should not be discriminated against. Indeed, whether the devotees come from a family of previous acharyas or from an ordinary family, they should be treated equally. When you see that there is a symptom of being a devotee, he is worshipping Krishna, then we should not ask, "Are, what kaun sa kul se hai? Ab Brahman hai kya?" These are things we should never be asking devotees. One should not think, "Oh, here is an American Goswami," and discriminate against him. Nor should one think, "Oh, here is a Nityananda Vamsha Goswami." There is an undercurrent of protest against our awarding the title Goswami to the American Vaishnavas of the Krishna consciousness movement. Sometimes people flatly tell the American devotees that their sannyas or title of Goswami is not bona fide. However, according to the statements of Srila Rupa Goswami in this verse, an American Goswami and a Goswami in a family of acharyas are non-different. On the other hand, a devotee who has attained the title of Goswami but is not born of a Brahmana father or of a Goswami in the family of Nityananda or Advaita Prabhu should not be artificially puffed up by thinking that he has become a Goswami. He should always remember that as soon as he becomes materially puffed up, he immediately falls down.
This is what Maharaj told Bhaktirasa Maharaj when he gave him sannyas. It's a great responsibility. Yeah, you are also there.
Yeah, but I don't remember. You can share from.
It's a great responsibility. Taking sannyas is not a... You're taking such a great responsibility. And Maharaj told him that it is not going to be easy. So he said that that's why I didn't want to tell him, because I tell him that he should take, because it's going to be very tough. But because others were, so many others were blessing him that he should take. You know, his ISKCON society, they were coming to him, to Maharaj. And Maharaj is thinking that. So on behalf of all of them, he said that, but I'll also be very pleased. I'll be pleased. But I don't have the heart to tell you that. You take. I'll be pleased. But then all of them are saying, so we are blessings of all, so many people. Then of course he accepted. So then he says that, you know, those who are not from Goswami family, but he's been given a title, it is not ordinary thing, it's a big responsibility. You are representing so even Bhaktirasa Maharaj, after he was given sannyas that evening, he also spoke. So he spoke that it's a big responsibility I had to. So you are seeking blessings from that, you know, prayers and this, that, you know. Without, so that mood was very this that time. The very day of sannyas. He took sannyas.
This Krishna consciousness movement is a transcendental science and there is no room for jealousy. This movement is meant for the Paramahamsas who are completely free from all jealousy. Paramo Nirmatsaranam. One should not be jealous whether he is born in a family of Goswamis or has the title of Goswami awarded to him. As soon as anyone becomes envious, he falls from the platform of Paramahamsa. If we consider the bodily defects of a Vaishnava, we should understand that we are committing an offense at the lotus feet of the Vaishnava. An offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava is very serious. Indeed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described this offense as Hathi Mata, the mad elephant offense. A mad elephant can create a disaster, especially when it enters into a nicely trimmed garden. One should therefore be very careful not to commit any offense against a Vaishnava. Every devotee should be ready to take instructions from a superior Vaishnava, and a superior Vaishnava must be ready to help an inferior Vaishnava in all respects. One is superior or inferior according to his spiritual development in Krishna consciousness. One is forbidden to observe the activities of a pure Vaishnava from a material point of view. For the neophyte especially, considering a pure devotee from a material point of view is very injurious.
Just repeat again that line.
For the neophyte especially.
Yes.
Considering a pure devotee from a material point of view is very injurious. Like for example, you say that, oh, Prabhupada could do so nicely because he was a very good businessman. I mean, that is like Prabhupada would have been very materially successful. He was one of the best businessmen. So that's how he could create such a big impact. That is like in what struggle he had to go through. One should therefore avoid observing a pure devotee externally, but should try to see the internal features and understand how he is engaged in transcendental loving service of the Lord. We should just see that, oh, he is engaged in bhakti. In this way, one can avoid seeing the pure devotee from a material point of view, and thus one can gradually become a purified devotee himself. Those who think that Krishna consciousness is limited to a certain section of people, a certain section of devotees, or a certain tract of land, are generally prone to see the external features of the devotee. Such neophytes, unable to appreciate the exalted service of the advanced devotee, try to bring the Mahabhagavat to their platform. We experience such difficulty in propagating this Krishna consciousness all over the world. Unfortunately, we are surrounded by neophyte god brothers who do not appreciate the extraordinary activities of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. They simply try to bring us to their platform and they try to criticize us in every respect. We very much regret their naive activities and poor fund of knowledge. An empowered person who is actually engaged in the confidential service of the Lord should not be treated as an ordinary human being, for it is stated that unless one is empowered by Krishna, one cannot spread the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Krishna bhakti vina nahi tara pravartan. When one thus criticizes a pure devotee, he commits an offense that is very obstructive and dangerous for those who desire to advance in Krishna consciousness.
Prabhupada is speaking about himself.
Yeah. A person cannot derive any spiritual benefit when he offends the lotus feet of a Vaishnava. Everyone should therefore be very careful not to be jealous of an empowered Vaishnava or a Shuddha Vaishnava. It is also an offense to consider an empowered Vaishnava an object of disciplinary action. Next line, next line, it is offensive to try to give him advice or correct him. Look, more elevated than you, you cannot go and advise him or correct him.
You want to discipline him by your advice.
One can distinguish between a neophyte Vaishnava and an advanced Vaishnava by their activities. The advanced Vaishnava is always situated as the spiritual master and the neophyte is always considered as disciple. The spiritual master must not be subjected to the advice of a disciple, nor should a spiritual master be obliged to take instructions from those who are not his disciples. This is the sum and substance of Srila Rupa Goswami's advice in the 6th verse. Thank you.
255.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll end today's discussion here. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Very important for community. Huh?
Yeah.
Community has to be united.
Yeah.
It's very.
Yeah.
And only in. When you are united, can this moment have a.
Have an impact. Yeah, yeah.
So I want to